Blog Talk Radio.
Commercial with the Hoffa, you know, hey, the Hoffa. Yeah, I got the voice from the, you know, because I am Bostonian, so that's never going to go away. But anyway, welcome to my show. Anyway, you probably hear some crashing going on outside. Forgive me about that, but there's tons. Believe it or not, we have snow plows up here. They've been going up and down all around, so if you hear any big crash or anything, forgive me, they're not. Hopefully this year they won't crash into my house. But besides that, welcome. And here I am, as it is the month of giving. And what I've been trying to do, since for me, you know, I always say, I've never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am a freak. I can't help it. But something about me wanting to always be a ninja and loving action films. I've been blessed to come on board as a Hollywood board advisor on the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. So what I've been trying to do the whole month of December is helped to raise money for a lot of, you know, history in the stunt community, all this memorabilia that's out in storage in Utah. And the founder, John G. Hagner, he founded the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, Follow Up the Stars, Out of the Stars, but the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. He actually founded it in 1973, and I think it became nonprofit in 1984. I'm going to read you all about this because I'm going to have a guest actually for a few minutes, and he will be on my future show. But, you know, I chit-chat, like to talk, because it's great to talk with people. Someone's going to be calling in a few minutes. And just to let you peeps know, and ladies, I know you ladies are going to go gaga. You ladies are going to go gaga over this guy. He's adorable. He's down in Connecticut. And I actually think he has a club called the Shadow Room. But there's a lot of things he came on board as a producer, which, you know, stuff that I probably really like, because, you know, I like ninjas and stuff. I just can't help myself. But I want to bring up some of this stuff, which he's been involved in, and you all can go and check it out. I think you can purchase. It's called Army of the Damned. And the people that are actually, I'm just going to read a little bit. It says Army of the Damned. It says 2014. I'm going to the Facebook page right now as we speak, Army of the Damned, which, okay, I clicked onto the page here. And it's got Tony Todd, Candyman. It's got Tony Todd in it and a whole bunch of people. I think the great ensemble here of, you know, here. And, was it Joey Fatone? I think that's one of the, I was going to say New Kids, but no, it's NSYNC. So I'm telling you, there's so many things that go through my mind trying to, like, pull everything up because, as you all know, I do the show myself. I know I say have a little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty here, but she's just, you know, she's really a lump. Sometimes she jumps up on my computer here, but Army of the Damned, you can actually check out all the things that David is part of, producer, executive producers, and this is about, I think, is going to come out. Army of the Damned, you can check up, if you know anything about acting, you can go to David Guerra's acting on IMDb page, and that was one of them. There's a few other things he's also was a producer of. I'm actually, I try to post this stuff on my page, so it's easier for me to bring up. I am multitasking here. So there's one that's called Self Storage, and I think it says 2013. Let's see. Oh, yes. It has Eric Roberts, Jonathan Silverman, and another great cast here. And David's actually, I guess he plays Doc. Billy Z! Billy Z's in it! let's see. Well, you know, I mean, like I said, I've got peeps that I love, you know. So Billy V, he's in that film with David. Tom Paulino, I know him. He plays Emile Kelly. But it's like a lot of these names I do recognize, and a lot of people might not. I'm East Coast, but, you know, you get to know a lot of people. So there's another one you can check out, Self Storage. And the other one I posted to my page, I know there was a third one. Yes, I am a spaz, but it's like, you know, what I can say. I'm multitasking. I'm running the show, you know, doing everything here. The Devil's Dozen. Oh, my gosh. He was, David was also a producer on the film, which starred C. Thomas Howell. And you know, we know him from, well, going way back. I don't give away my age, but Pony Boy from The Outsiders, C. Thomas Howell. But, I mean, I know he's done other films, you know, like The Hitcher and all this other things, but Pony Boy's in that. Jake Busey, you know, son of, what was it, Busey, Dante Basco, Sophie Turner, Omar Gooding, Eric Roberts. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people, and you guys should check this out. Michael Madsen, so it's called The Devil's Dozen, and it kind of looks a little scary. So there's quite a few things you can check out, but these are my things. You know, I never wanted to be a princess and stuff. I like all the ninjas, the horror movie. I mean, I played a zombie and stuff. But for me personally, this is the month of giving, and like I said, I'm doing like the whole month dedicated to try to raise funds for the building out in Utah. And I think they were trying to, John was actually trying to raise money for quite a few years. And for me personally, really, I mean, this is the thing, these people in the stunt community, I mean, you know, I love Jackie Chan. He's the man. Jackie Chan is the man. Okay. And when I found out he was actually one of the inductees for this, for, you know, in the building itself, I almost fell off my chair because everyone knows I love Jackie Chan. Ever since I was little, you know, he's just inspired me so much. So I was so thrilled when I was told that Jackie Chan is an inductee in the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. I was just, like, so overjoyed. It was like as if I was getting inducted into the, you know, Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. So I was so super pumped about it. But the reason that I really, really am trying to get this building in Utah, and it's Moab, Utah, maybe preferably on Main Street, and I'm trying to do research on buildings, is because the founder, the father and founder of the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, John is living in Utah, in Moab. The thing is, I never call someone old. I like to say someone who is older. John is 85 years old. The thing is that I think that, you know, in the stunt community, I think it'd be a wonderful thing to have it closer to the father, the founder of the stunt community, collecting all these things for so many years. And it's amazing, and I'll read more about it after my guest is on the show when he calls in. So David's going to be calling in pretty soon. And as I'm sitting here trying to fight off my little furball co-host, Jack Chinkitty, I don't know what it is with the cat. I give her her own bowl of food, fresh food. I give her own fresh water. But no, she insists on drinking from my cup. And I have a special cup. I either have my superhero cup or my dragon cup or my hero cup, and she's got to insist in sticking her head in my cup of water. If anybody has pets out there, I mean, she's my little furball co-host, and she's got to insist in sticking her head in my cup. So I got to push her away while talking to people and wait to see if my guest calls in. It's like, it's not fun because she thinks I'm playing with her, and this is what I got to go through. So I'm like, I can't stick her in another room because she screams like bloody murder, like I'm sticking a fork in her like a turkey dinner, and then she's screaming, and I'll end up getting reported to the police about animal abuse because I'd have to put the cat in the bathroom and shut the door, like sticking her like a fork in her, screaming bloody murder while I'm trying to run the show. So this is the stuff you people don't see that goes behind the scenes of me trying to do the show. But anyway, I'm counting it. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I think I have my special caller on, and everyone, once again, welcome, welcome, whether wherever you are, if you're in China, California, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me see if this is my guest. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
This is David Gere. How are you, Shelley?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling in. I know you have a busy schedule, but thank you so much.
No problem at all. It's my pleasure.
So
I'm snowed in here, though. I'm a little snowed in here like you are, so I'm, you know, I really didn't have much else to do besides call. But, no, I'm glad you reached out.
Thanks.
And looking forward to talking. I'm kidding. I ain't running around
no.
in the snow like the rest of New England, but we survived, so no snow today. It's just all on the ground now.
Yeah, really? I was like, it's like the North Pole up here in Maine. I'm like, I'm moving out. That's it. I have to go to California.
Luckily, I didn't have any film shoots today because it definitely was bad yesterday. So I'm out and about today, but I got your message, and I look forward to coming on the show in a more formal capacity. I think it's great what you're doing, and looking forward to talking to you more. So how's your current project for raising the money for the stuntmen?
Well, I'm trying very hard, and I've been trying to, you know, tell people where to go. They can actually, you know, like, people, and sometimes they donate money, they want something in exchange, right? There's this wonderful site you can go to, Falling for the Stars, Artists for the Stars, at the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. The co-founder, well, the founder of this, the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, is John G. Hagner, and he's an artist. And there's information there where you donate, I think it's like $65, mm-hmm. and I think shipping and handling. He has pictures, like he's from the old school community, you know, like Jack Palance and, you know, Michael Douglas, all those things. He's drawn these wonderful, wonderful pictures. And I think you can get something like that in exchange when people go there. And I really think it'd be, you know, coming on board as an advisor from Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. They sent me a certificate. They welcomed me on board and says, you know, I want to take this over as a younger, you know, younger generation, and I love work,
sure.
like your work that I've been seeing yourself. And, you know, it's something that I've grown up always wanted to be a ninja. So I don't know if Bobby, but I always wanted to be a ninja. I love action films,
right.
Jackie Chan, the whole works.
Hey, one of my favorite TV shows in the 80s was The Master. I love that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love. I used to love that show. Yeah, of course.
Cannot believe it. It's such a small world.
No, I grew up in that era, you know, and I was real into that stuff. And, you know, I think now's the time to bring something like that back. You know, I think if you definitely put a project together like that, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, especially the people I know. I says I know it takes work, and I'm looking into stuff and to collaborate with people and having the knowledge, you know, something, loving ninjas. I've had a little bit training in martial arts, so it's having a little bit of understanding, loving it, and knowing the people that are the experts. Even if I wasn't a star of the film, I was like, yeah, of course I'd want to be in it, but bringing on the people that know their stuff and having them in the films, like, all the people making cameos. Can you picture that? Like, if I ever could get, like, Don the Dragon Wilson or Keith Vitale, Douglas Fong. I mean, all these people. But I know it takes one step at a time. It's finance and all these things. So it's a lot of work.
Yeah, but if anybody could pull it off, you can. And, I think that I'll introduce you to a stunt coordinator named Sean Gallimore, who's here in Connecticut, who works with the Sci-Fi Channel. He might be somebody you could link with. And, no, it's cool. I think in the 80s, a lot of that stuff hit, and now there's a kind of a reoccurrence for things like that to come back. I mean, even Jean-Claude Van Damme doing Volvo commercial got a lot of people talking about the martial arts and stuff. So, you know, there's everything's cyclical, you know, and certainly the martial arts films never went away to begin with. So I think the time is right.
Yeah. And see, you understand. You have that love for the action stuff. Now, you understand about why I want to have this building. There's so much memorabilia that's in storage in Utah.
Right.
And why to have it in Utah is John is getting a little bit, I always wanted to say old, but older. He's 85 years old, and he does sometimes work in films. And I think it'd be wonderful in his golden years that he's able to visit, because he's the father founding of this, you know, of the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. So that's why I'm trying to get it in Utah. But like it says, everything's money, and just to get word out, if you can tell people about something that I'm trying to raise money for, I would appreciate it, David.
Yeah, well, when I get back on the show, you know, the next time, let's talk more about it, and I'll reach out to people I know. I think it's a great idea, and these guys and women have to be recognized more formally. I think you're 100% right. I mean, you know, even going back to Westerns and John Ford and people that, you know, that era, without those big stunts, I mean, these films would have never had the trajectory that they have, you know, and it's part of every film. So yeah, I think it's a great, great idea, and I wish you well with it.
Thank you so much. And I read a little bit about your work and stuff, and once again, I know you're busy, and maybe afterwards I can write to you and set up a time, and you can be a guest on my show, because I know a lot of ladies are going to love you.
Well, you know what? I got a ski hat on right now, and gloves and scarves. I don't think I look too appealing, but I would be happy to come back on. I think it'd be great. I think you really lead a wonderful charge for women in film, especially women that you know, such as yourself, that carry out the background with stunts and kind of the physical roles. I think that's awesome. So I'd love to come on and tell you about my new projects. I have a couple films out right now. And three films greenlit for 2014 as a producer. So it'd be wonderful to talk about it, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Steven. Thank you for calling in, and I hope you get out of the house today and pray for me.
Well, you know, I think you'll do just fine. I think if you had to, you'd chop your way out. So I'll talk to you soon. Let me know when you'd love to have me back, and I would love to be there. So thanks a lot, Shelley.
Okay, thank you, and stay dry today.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, ladies, once again, that was David Guerin. Like I told you, he's a sweetheart. Didn't I tell you that? He's going to be a guest on my show, and it was very nice for him to call in. And it's just interesting that I get to network with these people. Now, I might not be a big, huge star or anything, but being able and being blessed to be able to connect with people in a stunt community, I mean, anywhere, I just feel very happy, because I feel like I'm living my childhood all over again. Because, you know, I guess it was still kind of strange when I was growing up, and I wanted to play with the G.I. Joes and the ninjas, like, you know, Storm Shadow and, you know, a couple other ninjas, and I'm just like Snake Eyes, and, you know, wanted to run around with this stuff, and people thought, you know, heck, she, it just didn't seem normal. It just did not seem normal, like I'm supposed to be playing with Barbies and stuff. And I played with the neighborhood boys, and we were like the nerds and the geeks and stuff, but I hated school. You just don't even know I hated school. So the thing for me that I just, like, loved was action films. Now, people, you know, I mean, everybody to each their own, but this is the real me. This is what I really love. You can't hide what you love. If you do, then you become fake, right? So people tell me, stay the way I am, and be, even though it's strange, but someone says, well, you know, mention to me, so it's not really strange, it's unique. Okay, but the thing is, find out my strange, or if you want to call it unique, I've been, the last year, I keep praying for the universe to bring great, wonderful people in my life, and I keep asking this. The wonderful thing is, now I'm in the circle of ninjas, but they're on the other side of the United States, and I'm sitting there going, but I think it's good that having to wait, and it's like, I think I just want to get out on the West Coast. Maybe, you know what it is, why I've been going crazy? It's the winter. And maybe I should have been a bear in a former life. I don't know. I'm just in here thinking, maybe I should have just been a bear in a former life. I can't help it. It's just so, like, that's the way I think. It's just really, you know, anyway, I'm getting off the subject here. But, you know, like I said, my whole entire life, I've loved action films. And, you know, just for me, myself, ninja films. And past, I've been able to work a little tiny bit as a ninja. But they're all bad. I've been bad ninjas. It's kind of fun because if you really think about it, now going to sets, for me, it takes me forever to put on makeup. I know there's girls that go do all the glam and stuff and they're used to it and it takes forever. But me, I have the big bushy hair. And to do the hair, it takes a while and stuff. I know. Don't complain because it's part of the process of it. But I've got to tell you something. When I'm doing wardrobe and I'm playing ninja, I mean, you put on a little bit of eye stuff, but you're all covered up. And I like the incognito thing. And, you know, you're sneaking around, and you get to do a little bit of fighting, even if I get beat up. It's just lots of fun. I don't know what it is about ninjas. I just love them. And not for nothing, I think that, you know, ninjas... If you know what a ninja is, no, seriously, ninja, not ninja, but it's ninja, N-I-J-A. And if you know, seeing their costumes and stuff, you see sometimes even the cheesiest ninja films, not for nothing, they pull out weapons from the air. Not kidding, because they have these suits. And it's actually, you know, they actually pull out weapons from, like, anywhere. And they pull it out from behind, you know, on the side. And once again, you guys cannot see what's going on in here. The cat is demanding to stick her head in my cup right here, and I'm just, like, trying to shoo her away. So I'm holding this thing in my hand, trying to talk to everyone out there, trying to talk about raising money while I get this cat acting like a ninja, and I have to shoo her away, and she's looking up at me. She likes to torture me, you know, unless my brother Z, who does his show right before my show on Wednesday nights, and she's, like, all calm because he's metaphysical, he does all this stuff to answer questions about people. I don't know if you want to call him psychic or not, and a lot of people, you know, like to call him a show. And after she listens to him, she's all calmed down. Maybe I should actually call my brother Zico Z. Tell my cat to be good. Will you please? She's driving me nuts trying to stick her head in my cup of water while I'm trying to, like, get out of here. So you people just don't see what she does. I'm shooing her away from, you know, my cup of water I'm trying to drink here. And she even tries to drink the coffee. Now, you imagine that, this cat trying to, you know, here I am trying to raise money for the Stuntman Hall of Fame. I got a cat torturing the crap out of me live on the air. Be good. All right, she wants attention. All right, be good. Anyway, to get back to what I was saying, I've always liked ninjas. Truly liked ninjas my whole life. And as I'm sitting around still dancing with the cat, thinking about ninjas, what I want to say, you know, I really think it's really important to do this, to raise money for Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And I'm going to pull up some of the stuff here. Hold on for 1 second. I just got to actually multitask here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, you can actually look up David Gere's IMDb page and everything that he's done and everything that he's actually involved in. So give me one moment while I actually pull up. Give me one moment. I'm actually pulling up some things here. And it's actually Falling for the Stars. Give me one moment. Falling for the Stars. And I'm actually going to repost on my page here. Falling for Stars is about the history of the stunt profession of motion pictures and television stories in the stunt performers of olden days and of the current stunt performers. So the founder, John G. Hagner, which he founded this in 1973, and, you know, it is about the current stunt performers. I mean, I think this is where it's a pretty good idea that I do come in because, you know, I'm a little bit of a younger generation. I'm not saying that I'm in my 20s, but I'm a little bit of a younger generation that has enjoyed, like, the American Ninja films, you know, and stunts. Even I have been blessed to be able to see a lot of great action films from overseas, you know, like Jackie Chan, Donnie Yen, Jet Li, Michelle Yeoh, Sammo Young. I mean, I could go on and name a whole bunch of people. Even the younger generation, like Jackie Chan's disciple, Zen, who's ahead, well, he was one of the disciples of Jackie Chan's disciples, was Zen, who was actually head of the EMC Monkees, which these guys are fast. And that's why they went on and called them monkeys. I mean, this is stuff that, you know, I love. So let me see if I can bring up the website so I can read it to you, ladies and gentlemen. Give me one second here. I like to go here. I'm trying to multitask, so forgive me once again. I'm trying to get to the website and pull it up, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually reposting on my page. And I'm going to go to the actual website for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. Okay. Give me one moment. And I'm actually pulling this up. And, of course, my system's a little bit slow here. This is really kind of funny because part of what the studio on my computer here, it likes to do things where I'm trying to, like, prevent it from actually, I'm trying to stop it because it seems to want to do things while I'm bringing things up. So give me one moment. Okay. And I think I even wrote this in the show on the link is, it's about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years. See what he's been doing? Ladies and gentlemen, that's dedication. John G. Hagner, the founder himself, it's taken him 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. That's right, people. Those are my peeps, the stunt people, and they deserve this. That's right. And currently the Hall of Fame is without. Do you hear that, people out there in the world? Without. The Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable. Do you hear that? To enable. Hear that word? Enable. E-N-A-B-L-E. Enable them to afford. A-S-F-O-R-D. Afford a building. Building in which to welcome visitors. get that? The currently, I repeat, currently the Hall of Fame is without a home. It's kind of homeless, people. You need to dedicate and help for these men and women. Because if it wasn't for the stunt people, some of these films would never be made. And those people, they deserve it. They deserve this, some more recognition, not just from the past, but from the present and from the future. Future generations, too. All the young generations, they're coming in, too. So if it wasn't for these people, you know, half the films out there, even the big blocks of Hollywood films out there, if it wasn't for these stunt people, half those films would never get made. Even the women, come on now. Come on now. Even the stunt women, they deserve some props. You know? And I know there's some animals, too, do some of their own work. And that's what it is, people. What do you think I've been doing for this whole month? I'm sitting here trying to talk my heart out, something that's given me love for my whole entire life. You sit in the movie theater. How many of you love the action films out there? You sit in the movie theater, you get whisked away into a world, and you see the people that are fighting, entertaining. You know, these people, they break their bones and stuff. And I know you're sitting out there, well, they make the money. But I'm going to tell you, it's hard work. They have to train. It's painful to train. And then people, I know people are sitting there and saying, well, you know, I have a family and I have to feed my family. Totally understand that. I got to tell you something. From the indie films that I've seen a lot of people, even the Hollywood ones where, you know, the stunt performers themselves, many of them have families. Some of those stunt people that you do see on screen, they don't get paid tons and tons of money. Maybe some of them do, but, you know, they get hurt. And it's kind of like when I hear people saying, well, they get paid for doing that. Yes, they do, but from some of the stunts, even like my ninja pal saying, if you watch it's Revenge of the Ninja, if you actually go and watch that film, there was a part, I think it was Revenge of the Ninja, when Steven was telling me he was getting ready to do the stunt. And they told him, no, don't do it. There was some sort of a little bit of an argument on. Steven wanted to do that. So I think they sent a bag. It was like, I don't know, it was three stories high, and they used this bag to go over like this wire, and I think the wire snapped and fell. Now, Steven, you know, he was saying, like, you know, they had to prepare for this. And if that was actually Steven, he probably would have fallen to his death. And people think, oh, you know, these stunt people, if they do it, they're out of their minds. And people go on. It's like, well, if they do and die, well, that's their stuff. But these people, it's what they love. Now, let's give them a little bit more respect. You know, as crazy as it sounds, I'm sitting here on the show and I'm talking. I don't know who hears my show at all. I mean, I know people listen to it, but let's be real. These people deserve it. They deserve a little bit of recognition because, once again, without these people, you know, half the films out there wouldn't be made. And even tiny little things, you know, it's like, I hear about even these tiny little fights that have to have stunt people that you'd be like, well, to me, they look kind of little, but it really is a big deal just to coordinate it. And even the little tiny experience that I've had, I could drink my water. Hopefully there's no cat fur in here because she likes to stick her head in my cup of water. Okay, no cat fur in my cup here. And, you know, having a little bit of experience where I was totally shocked, and it was a part that I had taken in a film called Essential Realism, where I got to play a couple little parts here. And some people didn't show up on set, and they were like, they're like, okay, come on. And they had me kind of like be the head boss ninja, and I was just like, I didn't expect it. And they wanted me to fight four of the people right on set, right there, and nothing was choreographed. I'm going, oh, crap. And I'm sitting there like got nervous, and I'm going, well, you got to do this. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And even that little bit of stuff, just to be on film, it takes a little bit of hard work to do that stuff. I think I even hit one of the actors in the head, like jarred him a little bit with the bow staff. So I was trying to be careful. I really, really was. But it was kind of like a last-minute thing. And, you know, a bow staff, okay, it looks like a long stick that you're holding. But still, you could beat the crap out of someone with it. So there I am trying to be very careful because, you know, weapons, they shouldn't be, you know, taken for granted. Always, always respect weapons and stuff. And, I mean, I've seen pictures, okay, where I just do not understand because I'm always told to respect weapons, whether it be guns or swords or anything, be very careful because they're not toys. I mean, I kid around and say they're big boys' toys, but reality is weapons themselves, you have to be careful. So it's like, you know, people say to each their own, whatever this is. But when I see a woman, like, licking a gun, this is not, I'm not saying like a toy prop gun on a film set, but they have a real gun when they're taking pictures and they're licking the gun or a sword or whatever, and I'm sitting here going, but that's a real weapon. Whether it's loaded or not, you really need to be careful. You really, really need to be careful with guns and weapons and stuff. And I know that a lot of the stunt people, you know, they're very, very careful with the weapons that they do handle. So when people do really stupid things and it's like, you know, you see the videos out there and you're watching these videos of people fooling around and it's like, you know, these ones are not, I'm sitting there and people doing stupid things with guns and not handling them well. And I'm just like, they're not toys. Because even fake guns on sets, I know that the people that take care of the weapons and stuff, they're very serious about these things. So I do know for a fact that even the toy props, they don't really fool around with them on the, you know, on the film sets. But anyway, I want to play a song here, take a little break, and it's actually called The Fighter. Be going. I don't know if I'm supposed to be going to the seminar at 1 o'clock, so today is an hour show. So we'll have to see how that goes because I am snowed in here and I might be able to do the web conference for the seminar thing that I'll be doing at 1. So anyway, I'm going to take a little break. And for this was a song by my nephews that I would love to see get made into another video. They had a video of it before, but, you know, call it The Fighter. So it's something that I just gotta play here. And it's dedication for, you know, stunt people out there. So I'm looking at it in the queue here. Give me one moment. I'm going to actually play it, and I'll be right back.
Anxiety sets in. I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle. Sweat drips my face. Hands take. Can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing. My faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty. The brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on. A bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter. Street smarter. Train harder. Can't stop me. Drop me. I'm not losing. I'm too fast. Lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart. Leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot. Not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving. Keep training. Headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I ain't gonna stop, no. Push, bleed, sweat, knock on my
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with the Shelley Millichuk Show. And besides a couple of things, you know, giving back, this is the month for definitely giving back, but all year we should be thinking about giving back anyway. But since it's, you know, this extra special month for giving back, there was a couple of things that I was, like, helping out with a little bit here and there. One of them is the Buddy Up Animal Society. And about the Buddy Up Animal Society, why we're here. We came together with a shared concern for the growing numbers of animals in local shelters who are running out of time and options due to a perfect storm in the world of animal welfare. The economic downturn in the last 5 years had made it more difficult, in some cases impossible, for people to keep their pets. So shelters are flooded with surrendered animals. At the same time, the shelter filling up faster with animals, financial support is harder to come by. Many are having to make more difficult choices about which animals they can continue to shelter and how long they can keep them. The criteria for adoptable pets is becoming more stringent, and those who are sick or have behavioral issues are given less time to find homes. Many shelters don't have the resources to give them long-term or critical medical care or behavioral training to require to help some animals become adoptable. But we do. We buddy up with all those involved in a system that can be stronger for the welfare animals. Often these entitled function independently of each other. We make connections among them when we see that it will help save an animal's life. We buddy up with volunteers to come up with creative solutions. We buddy up with shelters to offer a safety net to animals who are at risk. We buddy up with foster and adopter homes to find a safe haven for animals that we step up to help. We buddy up with behaviorists to help give animals the guidance they need to be adoptable. We buddy up with veterinarians to resolve and manage health challenges. We buddy up with the caring public to put the world up to animals who need homes. And that's the, you can check it out, Buddy Up Animal Society. So that's one right there. And there's another one, too, that we are helping out, the Toys for Tots. I'm going to read this one here because it is the one with the Marines that we're also doing up here in Maine. Toy for Tots Foundation, our mission. Marine Toys for Tots Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, an IRS recognized 501c3 not-for-profit public charity, is the fundraising, funding, and support organization for the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program. The foundation was created at the behest of the U.S. Marine Corps and provides support in accordance with a memorandum of understanding with the Commander, Marine Forces Reserve, who directs the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program. The foundation has supported Toys for Tots since 1991. The mission of the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program, that's a tongue twister a little bit, Toys for Tots program is to collect new unwrapped toys during October, November, December each year and distribute those toys as Christmas gifts to needy children in the community in which the campaign is conducted. So that's the Toys for Tots Foundation. There's also another one, too, if I can bring this, another thing we'll also be doing is writing Christmas holiday cards for soldiers overseas, for Marine Corps, for the United States. It's another thing we come involved with. So another thing that's also, too, since I love animals very, very much, I wanted to bring up something that I wanted to help out with. And it's a certain species which, you know, I know people, I love animals. That's another thing, too. The thing that I've been learning about is about tigers. And I'm pulling up the WWF thing about tigers, about the threats and everything, too, where I know there's about 3,200 left in this world that people are trying to make a difference. So I'm trying to click on to here. And it says, here's an overview. Wild tiger numbers are at an all-time low. We have lost 97. Listen to that, okay? We have lost 97 of the wild tigers in just over a century. Tigers may be one of the most revered animals, but they are also vulnerable to extinction. As few as 3,200 exist in the wild today. And I'm actually going to, if I can actually put this on my page, and I'll read you people some more. I mean, I've loved cats. I've got a blue cat tattoo. I mean, I've loved loved animals my whole entire life. I'm just making sure this is posting on my Facebook page. Okay. And this is more about the tigers. This is another thing I became part of, too, just to learn. It says here, the largest of all the Asian big cats, tigers rely primarily on sight and sound rather than smell. They typically hunt alone and stalk prey. A tiger can consume up to 88 pounds of meat at one time. On average, tigers give birth to 2 to 3 cubs every 2 to 2.5 years. If all the cubs in one litter die, a second litter may be produced within 5 months. Tigers generally gain independence at 2 years of age and attain sexual maturity at 3 to 4 years for females and about 4 to 5 years for males. Juvenile mortality is high, however. About half of all cubs do not survive more than 2 years. Tigers have been known to reach the age of 26 years in the wild. Males of the largest subspecies, the Amur Siberian tiger, may weigh up to 660 pounds. For males of the smallest subspecies, the Samaritan tiger, upper range is around 310 pounds. Within each subspecies, males are heavier than females. Tigers are mostly solitary apart from association between mother and offspring. Individual tigers have a large territory, and the size is determined mostly by the availability of prey. Although individuals do not patrol their territories, they visit over a period of days or weeks and mark their territory with urine or feces. Across the range, tigers face unrelenting pressure from poaching, killings, and habitat loss. They are forced to compete for space with dense and other growing human populations. And this is why they matter. And it's like, I guess it says, like, the big cat is admired and feared in equal parts, but people around the world are forced to empty every last tiger. All that remain are distant legends and zoo sightings. The tiger has evolved over thousands of years. Currently, these big cats are being trapped, skinned, and pushed out of its home. Those left in the wild cling to survive, just barely survive, I guess, in a few patches of forest scattered across Asia. With just one tiger, we protect around 25,000 acres of forest. To save tigers, we need to protect the forest habitats across Asia where they live. By saving biologically diverse places, we allow tigers to roam and protect that many other endangered species that live there. As a large predator, the tiger plays a key role in maintaining healthy ecosystems. These ecosystems supply both nature and people with fresh water, food, and health, which means by saving the tiger, we are helping people too. Tigers can directly help some of the world's poorest communities. Where tigers exist, tourists go. And where tourists go, many can be made by communities with few alternatives for income. Tiger conservation projects also help provide alternative livelihoods for rural communities that are not only more sustainable, but can raise income levels too. So it's like a big, big circle there. When you're saving tigers, you know, you're making jobs for people because, you know, the reservations in such, they need people to help work there. So it's a big circle, and it's a big plus with the circle life, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, I guess I wanted to talk more about other, you know, foundations besides, you know, the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And like it says, I do have, I'm looking to see the time here because I go on and on, and I am going to be going to a seminar, but thank goodness for the magic of technology here, ladies and gentlemen, because with technology, you can go internet, you know, web seminars and stuff, so pretty lucky about that. We're blessed in technology in some way, but sometimes it's not, but it's really great because when you want to take classes and stuff, technology is a wonderful thing. So, people, I just want to say thank you so much for David Gear for calling in. Thank you so much. And he will be a guest on my future show. And just remember all things, you know, ladies and gentlemen, John G. Hagner, if you want to go check that out and speak to him about, you know, donating money, he's also an artist, and he draws many different things. And I think if you donate like $65 in shipping and handling, you know, just go check out this stuff, Artists of the Stars, Falling for the Stars, and Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. Remember, John G. Hagner is the founder, and if you'd like to donate, check it out and go to the website and everything. So, everyone, just remember, you know, having a dream, it is hard work, but who's going to stop you? Just, you know, just remember, you're as good as anybody else, you know, and you just keep going for it. So, Anyway, everyone, I hope you are enjoying your Sunday. And as I come in, I go out with a great song, which I'm working on a film called Falcare. And we are getting closer and closer to, you know, doing our wardrobe with the, you know, all the battle stuff. And if you go to the film page, the Falcare film page, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, that's one of the films that I'm working on. And check everyone out there. And believe me, the music, it's, you know, done by the director himself, Ahura Zakora Deliza, you know, who's playing Thor, and the other actresses, you know, you can see everything. Check out the whole site. It's kind of interesting. You go to Falcare, the Falcare film page, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and, you know, we are in need of fun, so go to that Facebook page, check it out. You might really like it. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun, you know, superhero kind of thing going on. So everyone, anyway, enjoy your Sunday. And holidays are coming up, so remember, if you're going to have a little bit to drink out there, you know, a little bit of that spiked eggnog, remember, do not get behind the wheel of a car. You know, it's okay to have a little bit of fun, but just be responsible, you know. Crash at a friend's floor. Hey, the next morning you get up, go out for some breakfast. What can I say? So, anyway, thank you all for tuning in. It was great. It's always fun on the show. Gotta go put my mind to something. I'm going to use talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye.